Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurt Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the Gospel of Mark. We turn to chapter 8 this morning with verses 1 through 10. In those days when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered them, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still, he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, then taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed them and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. So today in Mark 8, verses 1 through 10, we encounter a profound moment in which Jesus, moved by compassion, performs a miraculous feeding of the 4,000. This passage highlights not only his power, but his deep concern for the lost and brokenhearted. The crowds have been following him for days, hungry and weary. Jesus, seeing their need, responds with mercy, demonstrating that he is not indifferent to our struggles or the burdens we carry. When we surrender our lives, we open ourselves to the transformative love and outpouring of grace. The miraculous feeding serves as a metaphor for the nourishment our souls receive through him. Just as he provided physical food to the crowd, he offers us spiritual sustenance, healing the broken and lost, restoring what sin has broken. This act of compassion reveals a God who sees us in our despair, drawing us closer to him and allowing us to experience the fullness of his forgiveness and salvation. Jesus takes pity on those who are lost in sin, inviting us to bring our burdens to him. In acknowledging our need for a Savior, we can receive a revelation of his mercy and grace, which surpasses all understanding. As we encounter and embrace his will in our lives, we discover that his miracles are not just physical, but also deeply spiritual, cultivating a renewed heart and spirit within us. In Mark 8, we are reminded that when we surrender our will and trust to him, we experience the miracle of redemption. Jesus' compassion leads us from brokenness to wholeness, assuring us that his love is sufficient. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever." We always pray for those we said that we would pray for each day, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue as we do each and every day. And today is Novena Day 8 for the love of James. as we call out his name often during the day in prayer. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Mark 8. It's verses 1 through 10. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, My Heart is Moved with Pity. In a land where hunger roamed the day, a gathering formed with hearts in dismay, the crowds drew near with spirits low, seeking the warmth of Jesus' glow. Compassion stirred within his gaze. He looked upon them lost in the haze. How many loaves do we have in store? He questioned his disciples, then he called for more. 7 loaves, just a meager supply, but trust and faith began to multiply. He took the bread, gave thanks in prayer, spread it before them, a miracle so rare. The multitude sat on the verdant ground. In each simple morsel, grace abound. He broke and shared with those in need. A feast for the hungry, a hope to succeed. Leftovers gathered 7 baskets wide, more than enough for those who had tried. From what want to plenty, a story retold. In every broken piece, love turned to gold. He sailed across to the other shore. His wonder spread as hearts yearned for more. In the feeding of many, a promise eternally clear. That with faith and love, our needs disappear. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 14th. Happy Day of Love today. Yes, happy St. Valentine Day. Amen. The day of St. Valentine's, where it's really origination came from. Someone who used to take to heart what Jesus said. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. What you do in secret, amen, the Lord will repay you in secret. And does he ever? We are absolutely about doing that. If we were to list all the different types of ways that we've given charity, we wouldn't be able to fill the books of all the world. Amen. That's about Jesus, his salvation. The charity that we share is not just about money. It's not just about time. It's about salvation. The charity of Jesus Christ, who gives you eternal life and forgives your sins. Amen. I listened to a song last night that I'm going to put in my recording today. That was just amazing. It really was. And it just allows you an opportunity to understand that lost feeling when somebody in your own family says goodbye without giving you real reason or forgiveness, instead of coming back and crying out aloud, I forgive you. Amen. We close today honoring Jesus as we often do, thinking about the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. We call out his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. To my beautiful wife, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you enjoyed the roses and the dinner dance last night and our wonderful wedding dance that we always do. May God continue to bless us and give us grace in his understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.